This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
All you ears out there, if you're listening to the Trim Healthy Podcast, you've made it to planet Earth. Aren't you lucky? And hey, we're here to chat with you today. Serene's here and Pearl's here, and I'm Danny.
They weren't already on planet Earth.
No, he's saying out of the millions of little things that swim upstream, they made it.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
The sperm met the egg and they were there.
He was thinking that, I believe.
Or maybe all the little souls flying or butterfly flapping around there. And now here they are on Earth.
You are here grounded on Earth, and that's special.
This is special.
It is so true, Dan. We're all winners.
Hey.
Bring it.
Let me tell you something, too. You want to know what kind of world you live in?
What?
This is the voice I've heard all week long.
What?
Just go outside.
Yeah.
Just this voice, and I'll get my black mirror up and I'll put it in front of my face and it will tell me things that I should be afraid of.
Right.
And it will.
It's such a black mirror, isn't it?
Oh, it will tell me. It will. I'll say, mirror on the wall, guide my life and lead me through it all. And the mirror responds, thou shalt surely die.
Yes. But guess what? Outside, the mirror doesn't work so well.
It doesn't work. And you want to know what world you live in. This is the voice I kept hearing. Go outside, go outside, go outside. And so I go outside and I look around and it's actually beautiful.
Mm.
And it's like this biodome of energy just the sun just starts to pour in through your cells. And
did you feel also, Danny, and I love how you're opening this today. First of all, we're winners that we even here.
Yeah.
Secondly, outside tells us we're winners. And have you felt that tiny Christmas crisp develop into the air that says fall?
And I don't care what psychopaths
brewing now.
Are in the world today. Yeah. I don't care. Guess what? Thanksgiving is coming.
Mm.
Christmas is coming.
Serene Christmas, Campbell.
The crispness is in the air that tells you all that's coming.
Yeah.
And nobody's yuckiness can take away our joy.
Hey, the earth speaks louder, okay? Let it speak. Go walk through the forest and ask, whom shall I fear?
Yeah, and you know who speaks through the earth, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know how the Bible says how the heavens declare.
Yeah, they do.
His glory. But I loved how you said, you go outside. You know, this voice has been telling you, go outside. But it's so true because that black screen, you know, when you're outside, it casts a shadow across the screen and you can't see as well.
You can't even see it.
You have to keep turning the brights up and it doesn't work.
Or you have to put your sunglasses on and you can't see when you're in the light, you can't see it as well.
Yeah, when you're wondering your purpose in the future and what you need to think about, just go outside, I promise.
I want to be in the light.
And did you hear last night, Pearl, when we were outside at our Labor Day, John Gusty? It's a government holiday. He didn't like those things. But and our Labor Day Barbie of the Hilltop.
Yeah.
The birds
Serene, this
migrating.
This is a couple of weeks later. I think this is going to drop.
Oh, yeah, but they all know, Pearl, by now that we're not live.
I know, but I'm just trying to be relevant. Yes.
Yeah, relevant. We heard the birds and I was like, Pearl, it's like we're in a bird sanctuary. And Pearl's like, yeah, it's the migrating birds of the fall almost.
Yeah.
I know.
So, hey, raise your hand of those of you listening if you know.
Raise your hand like you can see them.
If you know what Labor Day is and why it's celebrated.
It's so funny because John and I were in communication yesterday because we were working on this big launch of the hemp protein. This is 2 weeks
which
later.
I bought today.
To give me? Anyone got some to give me?
Serene,
anyone hit me up?
Serene,
with
guess
powder?
What? I saved us several bags worth because we can't be out like we were last time because all our Trim Healthy Mamas just bought it all up.
Did it get sold out?
As we speak, it's just about to be. By the time this drops,
it's
all gone. Like it's going to be all gone the first
I got the
day.
Email in my inbox when I woke. I checked my
Did
email.
Did you? Yeah, Danny, and, you cutie.
And I went straight to the
You're going
to
love it
Cause
so
I knew. I knew it'd be gone.
Much, Dan,
my
with your dairy allergy.
Lack of luster. Because I haven't had it.
Yeah.
Hey, and then the foundation dropped and oh my goodness, it's great. Hey, but this is not about that.
No.
Serene's got something to bring. I don't know what it is. Dan, you said you had something to bring. So let's get Dan.
But before
Dan's
he gets
over.
Dan on, which is so great, I just want to say, does it look like I'm wearing thick, cloggy foundation?
No.
No, yours is, your
it
skin
looks dewy,
looks
doesn't
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful.
Because I'm wearing the Trim Healthy Foundation and it's almost like a tinted moisturizer. It has great coverage, but it has that dewy lightness. Mm-hmm. Go, Dan.
What,
I had to
kind
just mention
of, what
it.
Kind of lightness?
Like dewy. A dewy night. Like an almost
dewy.
Luminescence
it.
To
oh,
it.
Oh, dewy.
Oh, dewy?
We say weird. Dewy. We say Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
You say tuna as well.
Tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, tuna.
It's tuna, Dan.
Hold on.
No, it's
Danny, is it? Popsy said no, tuna. She's the boss. She's the boss.
Hooked on Phonics didn't work for you because...
No, it doesn't.
T is T.
Hey, Danny, where do you think
American
got their language? From the motherland.
Yeah. New Zealand?
No, motherland. From England. New Zealand and Australia are daughters of the Commonwealth.
Oh, and they say tuna?
We say tuna.
All children
and
of
how
the
do
queen.
You say Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
You mean Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
That's weird.
No,
that's just
come on.
Weird.
But we must not waste people's time.
Go, Dan. Okay. Dan has a question.
Okay.
And is it the Trim Healthy Experience related or is it just a Dan off the cuff question?
It's always Trim Healthy Experience related.
Yeah.
Because if this is right, if this is wrong, your emotional eating is wrong.
But you know what? We can't fire him because he brought some good stuff this morning already.
Every now and again.
We'll never fire Dan. We've tried that before.
No, but it was really good stuff that he said.
I work too cheap. Y'all can't fire me.
It's medium. I'll give you a medium price bracket.
Okay. So I'm raising teens and it's new for me. And you guys are a bit beyond me in your teen raising. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, you know, how much talk back do you tolerate? And you know, what is considered talk back and what is considered just a teen asking a reasonable, genuine question and questioning
okay,
you.
Okay, so good. Completely Trim Healthy Mama not related. Thank
yeah,
you
I was
that,
trying
Dan.
To work an acronym for THM that was like teen.
Totally.
You know.
We're
bad. Did we ever write a book? I don't know. Okay, let's get
health
back to this
non-related.
Question.
Health non-related. No, Dan, it's a good question, but it's so unique to the individual because, okay. I'll go.
I want to know what you do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
will we get letters back?
No, not the rule of all mankind that everyone
what
has to do.
What we just did.
What do you do?
What did we do? Well, I only have a 16-year-old left. All the others have basically grown.
Yeah.
And
she's an angel child.
I know, she's an angel child. We weren't allowed to speak back to our parents, but we had a really good friendship with them. So a lot of having fun and joking and kidding around. And that involves a little bit of playful, Mom, what are you? Mom, you're crazy. Like that
Even
involves some
night,
of that.
Pearl, you
I was
Mom
talking back to my mother last night, but it was in a
in
comedy
love.
Way and it was love.
Yeah, but you're like,
and then I'm like, Mom, you didn't think I was like disrespectful. She's like, oh no, Pearlie, you were just helping me. And my children do the same to me. But if we're in a like, we never ever allowed, you're ruining my life. Slam the door. Go into my room.
Oh, yeah.
Or, Dad, you just don't understand me. Slam the door. Walk out. Nothing like that was allowed in our house.
Yeah.
We just didn't allow it. That's just us. Yeah. And it worked. Serene?
Yeah, same with us. I mean, we have a great, healthy relationship with our teenagers, but we certainly banter back and forth with questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some more than others
will
really
stuff.
Question the why we have certain ways that we have in our house.
And that's sort of normal,
and
right?
not religious or anything like that, but just like why do I have to, you know, do the job this way? Like, yeah. Why can't I do it? You know, things like that. And that's great. And we allow all that kind of questioning. I think questioning is healthy, but just like Pearl, we don't have...
No drama fest.
We don't have any teen in a bedroom with a shut door listening to music for hours.
Ooh.
They could even be in a happy mood, but yeah. We don't do that. That's called teenage... like teenage in brackets, and we're like, no, you're children, and then you're actually a young man or a young woman,
yeah.
And that's a waste of time. That's like limbo. Like I'm allowed to just be a dork in my room for hours.
Mm.
Pearl, I mean, you have a daughter who has lots of room time, but she's always creating songs.
Mm-hmm.
She's being creative. She's not just sitting on the bed with her headphones on playing video games. You know,
no, right?
So I mean. sometimes it's almost like an attitude or a vibe. They may not even be saying anything wrong, but we have certain rules, like we just don't do that teenage dim stuff.
Yeah.
And like Pearl said, we'll never allow talk back, like where they're just absolutely rude. Like
we're a serious talk back, like, you know, disrespect. Like, what do you think, Dan? You're coming from obviously a situation you're facing.
Yeah. Well, I'm always just wanting to, like, I have so much fun when we're all, like me and my boys, for example, are just laughing and being almost like friends.
Yes.
And then we'll need to turn that corner. I'm like, oh, hey, I need you to knock this out real quick.
Right.
And they don't turn the corner, you know, they're still like, oh no, fool. And it's just like, oh my, I'm like, hold on. I've turned, but they haven't. And I certainly didn't notify them that there's a now time to be serious. And so I'm just like, and that just happened. Like my son did that. And I was just like, it just got me.
But
like,
you know
hot,
what,
you know?
Dan, you're so going to grow into that just like you have in so many other places. Like you're going to actually be the best at it because I know you will, because you're what if you could.
Hey. And
so you're going to walk into that and obviously mess up, but then become like expert.
And I want to say, Dan,
and you'll be unique.
And I want to say, Dan, don't be afraid. Just in my experience, to be all of your manhood, testosterone, with the Holy Spirit tempering that with kindness inside. Because what I think my husband like should portray to them is like a feminine kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And he has great control over his boys, but sometimes he'll give them a look that in my heart, I'm like,
it's a murder look.
That looks of the devil.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, that's too rough.
He doesn't hate, he doesn't love them with that
no,
look.
No, but he's like, no, they needed that look. And, you know, you didn't see the hug I gave them, you know, five minutes later, but they needed that look of, you do not cross me. And it's never yelling awfulness or names to them, but he'll give them that look. And it's not a look that a mother would give a child. And
some
so,
mothers would.
Yeah, but some, I think, women tend to like, and I used to put on their husbands, you can't be that strong. And I feel like sometimes a man should be allowed to be not in anger, but strong enough so that, and I do also want to say, I think it starts at six, you know,
well,
I mean, it can be younger than that, but you know, if they're already starting to say, you know, I hate you, you don't understand me. It's almost like it was broken before that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they learn that respect so that it never gets to that.
But teenage boys, something happens to them. I think it's a normal, healthy thing where they learn it. We call it roostering, right? Mm. They become roosters and they don't want to. They start questioning their authority and it's normal. And
where
it's
they strut around and
they're starting to strut. They're starting to crow.
It's almost like they strut for real with their shirts off.
They
like
do.
Their pecs are bulging.
I
like,
call
look
it getting
at me,
stupid.
Dad. I'm actually the king of the house.
You know, and isn't it so normal? Because one day they're going to go and lead their own family. So it's good that they rooster. I think it is. But there's that temperance. Just like you find your own balance, Danny, with them. They have to be tempered with their roostering for real.
Yeah.
And then it's just finding that unique thing. So
but you know
I think,
I said, Pearl, before? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. You know that Charlie has come on strong to your boys in a way that you would think would be too strong.
Totally. I'm always like, that's way too mean.
But you know that he's got incredible, they've got
but
incredible
they respect
respect
him for
him.
They, like, they don't. Yeah. And then later they said, no, mommy, it wasn't mean. I'm like, yeah, it was mean.
Yeah, that's funny. My boys will defend me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, I agree with mom. I was out of line there. And they'll defend me.
Yes.
They're like, no, we were being knotheads and dad shut
us
down.
No, and of course we're not talking about physical abuse.
No, and not anger.
No. We're just talking about, I guess, you know, there's a reason why fathers are in a home. I think God set mothers and fathers up. I'm sorry if that's not politically correct, but that's beautiful.
And
it's great for children.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be a bummer like when they're with me out in town. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're getting older now and I always feel like I'm still almost like, I don't know. I'm in that transition. That's why I'm
asking. Yeah, you are.
But I don't think you're ever meant to be
just
a friend. And you're never ever meant to be just a dad. I mean, I even see with my sons that are raised and married.
Mm-hmm.
We're like so close friends and my husband's so close friends with them. But sometimes I can see him switch back to dad mode, never in a controlling way, never in a like, you have to do this way, but in a suggestion way, like, hey, this move is going to ruin your life. And as a dad, not a friend, I need to tell you this.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
My husband now, to our old married ones, all he does is just ask a question. Usually, like when he thinks something else, he's like, so, oh, you think that's going to work out for you? Just ask the question.
Yeah.
Just the question alone.
But anyway.
Okay. Well, thanks for the advice, girls.
I hope it helped, Dan, because we're not like experts in all this. Not but we got some good raised ones, though. They're pretty nice.
Hey,
14 minutes in. Serene, take it away.
Oh, yeah, you know, this is just a little something, a little...
A ditty?
Yeah. But
does it relate to the Trim Healthy Mama experience?
It will in the end.
Okay.
Hey.
No, that's good. We haven't gotten there yet.
Like, dude, I don't believe you can be trim and healthy without inner healthiness.
No, well, that's true.
And so on the potty, I've always thought that we haven't just brung practical health tips. Brought health. Yeah, good on. I was homeschooled.
Clearly.
I taught myself. You know, we haven't just brought healthy tips for the physical body. We've gone way beyond that or way deeper than that because we know that true health is the soul prospering first.
I bring
soul health tips first this
morning. And I am totally on board with that. I just want people to know that we will gather it in the end and apply it.
We will gather it. And you know me, you know, I'm a girl of the scriptures.
Yeah.
I'm going to be bringing some scriptures today. I am actually, my idea was inspired by a scripture, so that's going to come. But those who aren't Bible readers and who don't adhere to that truth, I just want to say there is practical stuff.
Well, here's what I get, a lot of feedback from the party because you don't get the feedback.
No, I don't.
And I love that because otherwise we're swayed. If there were two of us listening to the feedback, we wouldn't be who we are. You don't listen. But I do. So sometimes I think maybe we should change that or maybe we should do it. But then you're just like, no, Pearl, we're who we are. I don't want to do a potty if I... But our feedback is always this. Lots and lots of people say, tell Serene never to be ashamed of the scriptures. Keep bringing them.
Okay.
And then there's others who say, can you stick to more practical stuff? Or I tuned out of the potty already because, you know, this spiritual stuff is just not my thing. I know it is for others.
Okay, well, go
listen
to another
party. So a lot of them
may
have tuned out already, but I think we have some who are still
hanging. Now, I want to say if you've tuned out already, I'm sorry. Not that for what I've said, but I'm sorry that you've tuned out, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe you've gone and found a podcast that's just more practical.
Well, they're not listening now if they tuned
out. Great.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Well, this is to the airwaves.
No, some are still there, though.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say, though, is, I mean, I get up and have to put my shoes on and drive here to do this, and I'm not going to waste the time if I can't bring what's helped me.
Exactly.
This is a podcast of us three bringing what has helped us, and I can't bring a fake help.
No, you can't.
You know, so I wouldn't be the person I am today. Not that I'm anything special, but I know that I would be totally eaten up with fear because fear was a very strong stronghold in my life. And I know that I would be overcome with many things like that I wouldn't have got the victory of if it wasn't for the scriptures. So I'm starting the scripture today.
Yeah.
So I was reading the Bible the other day, actually down in Florida when I was at my little holly day with the children. And I was reading about the king of Salem.
Yeah.
His name was actually, it was Melchizedek. Hmm. And he was a type of Jesus. You know, there's like types in the Bible. It's like Joseph was even a type of Jesus because he was the deliverer, you know, of the children of Israel. And it was just like a foreshadowing, almost a prophetic type. And Melchizedek was the same. And he was the king of Salem. And that name actually means the king of peace, the king of peace. Which is, of course, a type of Jesus, who's the Prince of Peace. And the reason why he was called the King of Peace is because he actually ruled the city of peace.
What? The name of the city was Peace?
Yes. Yeah, and he ruled the city of peace. The name of the city was Peace because Salem meant peace.
Okay.
And it made me think, ooh, He was king because he ruled, like inverted commas, peace. And it made me think, peace comes by ruling. Peace comes by ruling my spirit, like my inner little city, my inner city. I'm going to call it peace. Is it? And if I rule it, I can be queen of it. And Danny, you can be king of it. Mm. And it made me think, I have to rule over anxiety. I can't just be like, oh, I hope I don't be anxious today.
Yeah.
No, I actually have to be a queen, rise up with my scepter, and jolly well rule my inner city. Mm. I can't be queen of it unless I rule. And this strength for me to be able to have that only comes from Jesus for me. And I know that those who don't believe in the Bible, there you can go naturally a long way just by pulling your big girl socks up.
Yes, so, and creating new pathways in the brain.
Right. Right. But Psalm 148 in the Passion Translation, verse 14 says, and I love it. He anoints his people with strength and authority. And I read that and I'm like, oh, wow, goosebump moment. Like, I'm actually not some wimpy little person who's afraid that I'm going to fail today. That's not who I am. Mm. My real identity is somebody who's been anointed with strength and authority. And it made me think, oh, watch out, problems in my life. Watch out. I am like a monarch of authority here over you. Do we really know is what I'm trying to say to those listening today. Do we really know who we are? And I'm going to bring it all around in the end to the Trim Healthy Experience. But first, I'm going to start with peace.
Okay, good. But so, I want to bring in this thing. And those of you that, you know, you pre-ordered our I'm That Girl book. Mm-hmm. If you did read the digital copy, you know, we put that thing in there. And it just reminds me of Serene. You know, that picture of Simba, the Lion King. In The Lion King, when he was that little broken cub outside of his domain that he was supposed to rule, right? And he's lying outside of it all curled up and broken because he thought he was a failure and he thought he didn't belong and it wasn't for him anymore. And then his, you know, Mufasa was dead, but he goes over and he's like, you know, Simba, you have forgotten who you are.
Yes.
And Simba's like, what? You've forgotten who you are and so you have forgotten me. And like you said, Serene,
no, she did not.
She's on
she
the
takes
phone.
A call.
She takes a call
mic.
And she whispers it. Like,
she whispered. You know, have you ever talked to somebody on the phone? Like, I'll do this. You guys know down the street, Debbie Henningsen.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's the queen. She used to call me all the time.
Yeah.
We were all in a band together, right? Yeah. With her husband, Brian, and everything. But anyways, I'd call for Brian. I'd get Debbie and then she'd give me like the news of the day.
Yes, yes.
And we would be talking, and as I would be telling her something, you would just hear her go, oh, not right now, sweetheart. Just place that in the top drawer. Just place that in the top drawer on the phone. Yeah. And I would be like, Debbie, just say it out loud. Like, well, why whisper it? It's the same.
And that's why, because she's a mom of 10, right? So Serene is a mom of how many?
Popsy, who was so professional, said, everyone put their phones on silent. And I said, well, I can't today, Pops, because I've got my two babies, toddlers, yeah. I should say, I still call them babies, out with my oldest daughter in town. And that to me means I need the phone.
You need the phone.
Yeah.
But okay. Anyway, I'll finish my thing.
Yes,
so you have forgotten me.
Remember.
So I love what you said, yeah. Serene.
Do you really know who you are?
Do you really know who you are? Most of the time we don't, or else we forget on a daily basis. I'm sorry, I do know who I am, but I need to be jolly well reminded on a daily basis. When you said that to me, it went deep down into my soul. Pro, you don't know who the heck you are right at this minute. You come, rise up into her.
And I want to say this. I'm about to read a bunch of scriptures about peace.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say, if you're not a scripture reader, go rent The Jolly Lion King. When I was watching The Lion King, Disney movie, John Custer.
It's either Bible or Lion King,
like,
for me.
It's like stamped by the government. Anyway, no, I cried in that movie and I've had spine tingle moments, especially the song.
Oh.
There's a song in there. I don't know which one it was, but it was, no, I don't know.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Yes. No, it wasn't that one.
It was
the one about the spirit, something like that. It was all about him finding out who he was and actually him being kind of watched over by his dad. Anyway, it was pretty amazing. So, hey, if you don't adhere to these scriptures, go get that movie. It's inspiring.
Totally is.
I want to say.
It's an identity movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to read scriptures
about
peace.
Right now. Romans 8:6. And I want to say these scriptures of peace, because what I'm trying to bring out of these scriptures is that there is ruling involved in these scriptures and there's action involved in these scriptures. And we don't just wait for peace to just plop in our lap. And I realize it's a timely potty because the world is cray cray.
Oh, yeah.
Like Danny said, if you're looking on your black screens to find out what's going on, it's cray cray. And so we can't just say, oh, let there be peace today.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we actually have to rule and conquer in our lives.
That's true. You can't look in the black mirror and pray for peace.
No, you can't.
You're not going to get it.
But isn't it funny that Jesus came at a time of one of the most tumultuous times in history? You know, and he was called the Prince of Peace. And he lived his life in peace, complete peace, laughing with the children, going and fishing, sitting and eating and drinking. They said he came eating and drinking. Not one time did we find him in fear.
But that doesn't mean he wasn't away with his father in deep prayer.
Yeah.
Right? Because he was. He would always go to, you know, go by himself. The disciples find him by himself and he'd be. So it doesn't mean we're just going to put our head in the sand. Yay! La li la, kumbaya. We're having picnics and we're not going to battle in prayer. And, you know, because in that rulership comes the authority of also declaration of to the world around us. But it also means there's joy in the midst of all of that. You battle from the place of victory, not in the worry of anxiety. But Romans 8:6, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And that's right there, the black screen, Danny, like you said. Carnally minded is just the things of the earth, the things
carnally,
going around, the
flesh. You sound like you're saying calmly.
Oh, carnally. It's just the
carnally,
things of the earth, the things
say
of,
carnal.
It's carnal.
Carnal.
Carnal?
Carnally minded.
To be carnally minded.
Yeah.
Not carnal, carnal.
To be carnal.
Like a car.
Yes. Okay. Well, back to me.
Do you drive carnally. In a car? Do you drive in a car or a car?
No, I drive in a car. That's what I'm saying, carnally.
That's why it's off.
Okay. So the carnally minded is death. So if you're just staring at your black screen, your little black globe it's not a globe, but like your little mirror, like you said, it's going to bring death. It's going to bring anxiety and depression.
Well, unless you're on the good places.
No, exactly. Yeah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So to have peace, to rule over peace, to actually bring it into subject, like bring your life into your inner city into subjection so you can be the queen or the king of peace. We have to start having a mindset that's above. A mindset that's not just on the kernel, right?
Kernel.
And I love Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Ooh.
For they shall be the sons of God. You have to make peace around you. You don't just like wait. Like I said before, don't just wait for it to just appear. Oh, poof. Oh, peace came into my heart.
Oh my goodness. It's a whole new way of looking at that, Serene. Peacemaker. I always thought, well, you make sure that, and that's one step of it. You make sure that, you know, you're kind and that you're not causing fights.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole nother side of that. A peacemaker is one that orders peace in their lives through authority.
And not only orders the peace inside of her inner home, her inner city, she's making sure that peace is reigning. But also your environment, your workplace, your home.
Mm.
Let's be peacemakers in those environments. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. Now, the action there is staying is not just falling to sleep. Mm. Whose mind is stayed on you. There's a lot of action to that staying because you have to make sure that you have to keep putting the tent pegs down on your mind. You will stay.
Mm-hmm.
No, you will stay. You will stay here in peace. No. You're not going to go over to imagining all the crazy that could be happening or is happening. No, you stay here. No, you stay. You stay in the trust.
Serena, it just reminds us. Sorry to interrupt your
soliloquy.
You know how you said we have to make our homes of peace?
Yes.
That reminds me, that's one thing I always got from Dad. And I realize now, since, you know, I'm that girl book and our declarations, we did that declaration without knowing. Well, Dad, growing up, when we'd get into fights as children and we'd start arguing, he would just put a stop to it in a rather loud voice. He'd like, girls or boys, you stop it now. This is a house of peace.
Yes.
So like, when my children were doing the same thing, I was like, this is a house of peace, children. Not one more word. It's a house of peace.
Yes.
And you know what? Our house actually... You know, it was loud, and of course, children squabbled and even fist punched each other. Sometimes the boys, but overall, it was a house of peace, and still remains a house of peace because we claimed it.
Right? You took authority.
I did.
Over the city of your home.
Yes.
Yes.
My wife's typically, she's sort of the leader in that mm-hmm. at my house because I can tolerate a lot of chaos.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's in my, I mean, I'm
hood, man of the hood.
Italian, Spanish, and yeah. from Memphis. Like we were raised like clowning each other and ridiculing yeah. people. Like, you don't get out of here with that nappy head hadn't been washed in three yeah. days before you try to insult me. You know, like it was part of my yeah, lifestyle right. and I can tolerate a lot of chaos, right. but my wife can tolerate none.
Yeah, well, she's queen to her mom.
She's the queen of
and
the
home. And is your home a home of peace?
It's a home of peace. And she, yeah. although we can get chaotic,
of
but,
course.
But, at the, but yeah. she shuts it down because, yeah. You know, she wants genuineness too. I'm sort of a mocker and yeah. like I'll allow a lot of like kids just jabbing at each other. And it's because I'm thinking we're all laughing, but she's like, no, because she knows it's going to turn into chaos
yeah.
eventually.
Yeah.
Right. And so she shuts it down right. so much faster than I do.
I love that. And then I love James 3:18. Hey guys, like go watch The Lion King if you're not cool with this.
Yeah. It's Bible or Lion King.
Yeah, we're Lion King today.
Peacemakers who, listen to this, who sow in peace.
Ooh.
Reap a harvest of righteousness. You got to sow peace.
Yes.
You're not just sitting there. Again, like I said, you're not just sitting there thinking, will this be a peaceful day? Like, I really hope it will be a peaceful day. No, you got to sow it.
And then
if you want the harvest.
And then it says you'll reap in joy, right?
Yes.
Those that sow in peace.
Reap the harvest of righteousness. This is a different verse.
As if the day is making choices for your life.
Exactly. Yeah. Psalm 32, 12 to 14. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days. So you want peace.
I want good days, please. What do I have to do?
And this isn't necessarily like a good day so that you're going to get a Ferrari and that, you know, the sun is going to shine. It's not rainy.
Well, no, I'm think out.
Many, I think this is talking about good days in a different meaning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Healthy, good life.
Right. Yes. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So here this verse again says, if you want peace, you seek it, you pursue it, and you keep your tongue from a bunch of lies and a bunch of like back talking and you turn from evil. So there's action to peace again.
Yeah.
Whenever I've been these scriptures that I looked up on peace, there was always some kind of action.
I know.
There was always some kind of authority to put in place.
Choices like sowing and deciding and
Psalm 37:11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. And if I delight in my children, I want to hang around them. I want to spend time with them. If I delight in something, if I delight in a certain hobby, I do it regularly. And so we're meant to delight ourselves in peace.
Mm.
It's another action. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you, 1 Peter 5:7. So we don't just think, oh, I'm anxious. I really would love peace, but I'm anxious. You got to cast. Cast is a very physical, like when I'm swinging a kettlebell, that's kind of a picture I see of the casting. It's like a big throwing of a heavy weight. It takes
hurling.
Some muscle power. Anxiety is not a light feeling. So when you have to cast anxiety, it's heavy. You have to really put some muscle and action and authority behind that. Thrust.
Yeah, it doesn't say talk about your, I guess I'm being mean here. Maybe I shouldn't say that. No, maybe I should. Okay. Because we, as we've said 1,000 times on this potty, there's nothing wrong with that certain times. There are times when maybe anxiety medicine or something is important for a season, you know? But when we go about talking about our anxiety, my anxiety, and I have anxiety today or whatever, and we don't know. This is bringing light to the subject, Serene. We don't know that we don't have to keep hold of it. We're actually told to cast it.
Yes.
We're not told to express it and hold on to it.
Or sign the UPS check and say, well, this is mine.
Yeah.
This is my problem. No, it's something you're walking out of it. Maybe medicine is there for a time.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I believe that you are set on for the rest of your life.
Before you take pharmaceutical medicine, just turn the Black Mirror off for a couple of weeks. Just 2 weeks.
That's true. And also,
make sure that you have some insurmountable neurological disorder. Seriously, man, we're talking about hardcore changes and rewiring
of
your brain.
Well, there are scientific studies that have shown people on just medicine alone.
Yeah.
And then people on just positive thinking or
training.
Training.
It's actually called
imagining
positive training.
Happy
yeah.
scenarios. And then that do medicine and that together.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that the ones that just on medicine alone were actually the least productive of those two groups.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give it a couple three months groups. Of mindset training, coaching. You know, you're going to invest a lot of money in your health and in the pharmaceutical industry. Put that money towards somebody who's known to bring breakthroughs in other people's lives.
I think the medicine is because, you know, we don't want to down people that
we don't.
But it can be a stopgap while you're learning.
Yeah, exactly. Anything to make you better while you get the tools. And we're not necessarily talking about specific things here. Like, let's not pretend mental illness is not a real thing.
No, that's
we're not
right.
saying that.
That's right.
And there are schizophrenia and bipolar. And there are definite things that we can learn about. There's actually, though, I was looking into bipolar the other day. There's new things on the horizon, too, for these for these conditions.
Yes.
And yes, medicine may play a role in that, especially while some of these things are developing. But there's some fantastic hope on the horizon for many mental conditions, but a huge part
without
of it.
Without the bad side effects.
Yes, and not necessarily bipolar, but it helps in all these things. Definitely thought training helps in all aspects.
If you're on medicine alone and you still are not getting control of your thinking, it doesn't look hopeful for you because you have to have both in place.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And for the new listeners in the room, I was recently diagnosed with PTSD and an anxiety disorder.
Well, that was like 2 years ago now,
recent.
But there's new peaks. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That is recent, you know, and I was prescribed medicine and this was three doctors in all agreed. I mean, I was properly diagnosed with these insurmountable conditions. And I can tell you that I didn't take that medicine and I got really hardcore in my mindset and got control of my inner thoughts and got some reality. And friends help. I had Serene and Pearl basically like casting demons out or whatever on the podcast, some live
exorcism. New peeps in the room, he is being exaggeratory. Yeah.
We did a live exorcism on the podcast. but wasn't one time, I remember.
Some people are believing you right now.
I remember you said, I think this was either on the podcast or right after we stopped recording, but you were like, Danny, I just give you permission to be totally healed and whole and healthy and stop ruminating about your life and your health. And man, those were some shackle breaking words.
Yeah. I said, I got a vacation from it today, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. You were like, I just give you permission to just enjoy your life, take a vacation today. And so it was. It was real. Those words had power, like creative power.
I love that.
My brain, my little cells started to fizz and pop and reroute and to do new things.
When you said pop, it's so true. These thoughts have more power than the pills that we pop.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And it goes on. So that the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. That's Romans 15:13. And it just made me see this, that you with all joy and peace in believing. So believing brings peace. That's another action. That was Romans 15:13. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Then there again, it shows that we have to have rulership to peace. And then that was Colossians 3:15. Psalms 119:165. Great peace have those who love your law and nothing causes them to stumble. So if you want peace, another action, another thing to help take rulership in this area is to love the law of the Lord, you know, is to get into scripture. I just had to be honest and say that. The word of the Lord has brought so much peace.
Don't apologize for it, Serena.
It's Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but those who plan peace have joy.
Really?
Plan peace.
Never saw that scripture before.
That's Proverbs 12:20.
Plan it,
people. I'm planning for peace.
It just doesn't drop on us, does it?
I love Graham Cook. I've said that again. You peeps in the room. He's just a wonderful man of God, a speaker that I love to listen to. And he always says, I practice peace every day.
Mm.
You know, so people train, they work out, and that's all cool. But I like to work out peace. Like I practice it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I practice those muscles daily.
Ooh.
And I love this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring good news, who proclaim peace. And it goes on. But that was the part that I wanted to share. That's Isaiah 52:7. We have to proclaim peace.
Proclaim
if we're going to have authority and be the queen and king of our inner city, if we're going to be rulers of peace, we proclaim it. These things I have spoken to you, this is John 16:33, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. In that black mirror, there's tribulation. But be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So the other place to have, to find this peace, the only place to really find this peace is that in him we have peace. So, because he's the Prince of Peace. So that's what I had to say about all that. I hope you enjoyed your Lion King, if you didn't enjoy those. what other things have we authority in that we have given over? And just before we get to the trim healthy part, I wanted to say maybe we need to take back authority of love. Maybe we've let it turn into anger or frustration. Maybe we need to be rulers of love again in our life and to take hold of it and be the boss of it again and to not let it turn into selfishness and self-seeking. I think all of these special things like peace and love and hope and faith, I think they all have a rising up to do with them and it's our choice to have them and to rule in them. It's not, it's this action. I'm actually going to do this before I go pee-pee. It's just quick and you guys can rant on it when I go.
Okay.
We have authority we need to take back over our health. We do.
Yeah.
We got to speak over our body. Speak. Like we have like put down the scepter, speak life, declare, if you're a Christian, declare the blessings of the cross, all of that, that claim our healing. But we need to take back authority over our cravings. Rule over them. Don't let them rule over you. Chips and dip ain't your master. You are the master over their call. You tell them to hush up and get behind you, you know?
And I love that. Remember, as you said, plan for peace. The scriptures actually said it.
Yeah.
All this authority is planning, like you're the queen with the scepter.
Yeah.
You're planning your kingdom.
Yeah.
So you're planning your... your eating lifestyle too. You're not chip and dipping because that ain't planning.
Yeah. So true. So you rule your spirit. You don't give in to giving up. You have the authority and only you have it to say, no, we're keeping on here. We don't look back. So I'm going to go pee and Danny and you are going to talk about this.
Oh, really? Aren't we lucky, Danny?
Let's rant. Bye, Serene. No, we'll see you soon.
And then there's a big zero rant.
We got like, nothing.
Danny and I just looking at each other. Like, I had a million things to say while she was doing her soliloquy.
Well, then she teed us up as the great ranters and now it's over.
I mean, just talk about Serene while she's gone. No, I do love that though, because I feel like Serene... you know, she's my little sister and I give her a lot of hard times, but she practices what she preaches. She has ruled over this peace in her own life. And I've said it here. She used to be a very, I would say, anxious, non-peaceful person. I always loved her, but she wasn't peace. Serene wasn't peace. She was joyful many times, but harried and even, you know, I mean, this has been her peace and her ruling and authority. I see this in her life, this authority of bringing peace into her life and ordering it. I've only seen this in the last, you know, 5 years, maybe 4 years, even year after year, it's more and more pronounced. And so like it's a muscle, she said. It's just amazing when you watch something and somebody develop.
Do you think peace... people willed peace, if you will.
Yeah.
Who have dealt with anxiety a lot.
I feel like that would be a reason to it. Like so many women right now are following Trim Healthy Mama. They're here and they're getting these tools because they had a weight problem. Not everyone, but because there was a problem in their lives and they're like, how can I fix it? How can I learn the tools? And so, Serene, you did have a problem with not being peaceful.
Yes.
And so then you're like, how can I find peace? And you've learnt these tools.
Yeah, like she explored
from scripture
every
and from many aspects, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like an exploration of every nook and cranny of anxiety leads to mastery.
That's why I feel like he says, you know, he brings beauty out of ashes.
Yeah.
And he turns everything into something beautiful. I and it's time. And yeah, I believe where I was weak,
he has made you
brought
strong.
An extra strength. Like that's even stronger than the people that were naturally strong in that area.
Yeah, like Leslie Potts here, I wouldn't call an anxiety, but I would call her.
She's so chill.
She's so chill and she's not
she's positive Polly.
She's a positive. You know, there are things in her life that are not perfect, obviously, and she goes through times. Yeah, maybe I've seen her anxious two or three times and then she gets over it. But I would not call her a naturally anxious person. Naturally, her glass is half full and she's chill.
Even when she's acting like a wet cat.
Yeah. But now, Serene, you weren't that way. Maybe you were naturally anxious, but you have learnt these tools and these peace principles so now that maybe, and Leslie wouldn't even mind this, now maybe you've surpassed Leslie and yet you weren't naturally
not
that
in
way.
My nature though, no. Only through Christ's strength.
Yeah, only because you've applied it and put it in your life. But Leslie, I'm not putting you down because you're still awesome. Because so you came by it naturally.
No, you know what's
yeah,
baffling?
Yeah, I did not come by it naturally.
Right.
I didn't.
So I've got friends that will call me and not know why, but it's to get the peace.
Yeah.
Because they'll call me with some news report or some headline or did you know or did you realize?
Yeah.
And I'm starting to be a little, I guess, amongst my little phone call circle of brothers, like a guy who will bring some peace to the situation.
Now, Danny, was that you naturally?
No. My natural self is a worry unto digestive failure.
I was going to say that was a question that I knew the answer to. Yeah. But I've seen that in your life too. I really
have. And you become a daddy of peace.
You have.
Yeah, and it's become my superpower. Like the thing that was my weakness, I'm really strong in now.
I know. So I'm just thinking of all the women listening right now, and I know there's so many. You know, and I was one of you that said, well, I'm a naturally worried person or I have anxiety or
I'm a naturally person who deals with weight.
Yeah.
I want to say that oftentimes where you're attacked, you can become so strong and the scar is built up stronger tissue than the skin before it.
And the person that naturally doesn't even have to worry about their weight. You can be that more superpowered person.
Because I was attacked in the area of my peace. My name is Serene. My mom named me that. And I believe that was my identity that I was meant to have, to have a serene nature. Mm. But I was attacked in it. From the enemy, attacked in it. Like it was a weird kind of fear. Yeah. Like I never went through anything awful in my life. Very sheltered childhood. Like nursed shamefully till I was four, you know, not shamefully, but like to say it, you know, it sounds weird, but I obviously enjoyed it. but so nothing to bring that fear, but like I could not, I shared a room with Pearl. It wasn't good enough. I ended up at the foot of her bed every night.
You ended up cuddling me and peeing on me.
Oh, thanks.
That's nice.
But even when I got married, I would wake up my husband to walk me down the hall to the restroom because I was scared to walk down the hall by myself, like the dark hall at night. Like weird, right? It was an attack of fear. It's like a stronghold. It's like fangs of fear in the back of my neck. But now I tell you what, where I was weak, where I was attacked in, I am a warrior woman. Look out, fear. Fear cannot even hardly budge me. Like a whiff of fear and it's like, poof, you're gone.
Yeah, and you can recognize it too. Like
I recognize it.
Like I'm starting, instead of, you know, someone coming with a question that seems quite reasonable, now I'm like, oh no, that's just fear. You're being afraid. And they're like, yeah, but hear me out. I'm like, I don't need to hear you out. Yeah. You're terrified. Yeah. And I can see it. I know what it looks like to quake inside and to hang it all on reason and logic. And aren't you being prudent? And aren't you being a responsible adult to think about such things?
Yeah.
And you're not. Yes. You're afraid. You think that greater is the spirit out there that's going to come than the spirit that's in your heart.
Right.
That's the you have exchanged and allowed them, whoever they are, to tell you, you know, let's sum it up, we're calling it the world. You've allowed the world to dictate and funnel down into your spirit who you are and what you're about and what can hurt you and what can not hurt you and what's safe and what's not safe. Who defines that? Mm-hmm. Who gets to define how you walk through this world? And that's so, you know what? That's what COVID-19 has helped me do is define and clarify how I walk through this world and what I'm about.
Isn't that amazing? Because we all have walked through this, right? And sometimes I wake up this in the morning, I say to Charlie, can you believe we're living in these times? You know how everyone says tumultuous times. Yeah, I won't say that word.
No.
In these unprecedented times. But okay,
don't do unprecedented.
It's a given. We all can't believe what's happening, right?
And it's not necessarily that you can't believe that there is a bug out there that's, you know, there's been bugs out there for millennia.
Well, I just mean the whole shutdown of the world and the craziness and the fear.
I don't want you to hear fear in a verse like, can you believe we're actually got a virus out there? I don't think that's what you're addressing. I wanted to clarify.
But what's happened, but we either, things like that, like what didn't hurt you make you stronger. We either let this time take us down, create more fear in us, create more anxiety in us, you know, go through and come out really with all the COVID pounds and with all the COVID fear and with all that, we decide to let it take us down. And I know many people have gone through a lot with family members and things like that too. I'm not belittling that. Okay.
No.
There are a lot of onion layers that have come in. But even with that,
carefully saying that,
right?
I'm saying.
Even with that, we can allow this time to define us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crushing. You know what the Bible says? Crushed,
but not broken.
Broken,
yeah.
Crushed, but not broken.
So pressed, if this is a crushing, destroyed.
Yes. If this is a crushing time, and it is, we're all under some pressure. You know, how are we going to think about this? How are we going to live our lives? We can be even more resilient because of what we learn through this and because of these practice muscles we're going to utilize because we're being pushed, because we're being pressured.
It's such a healthy time for my mind. I've seen a minimalizing of the things that are important to me. Mm. In my brain, I'm like, well, you know, even just having a business that is running smoothly. Poof.
Yeah,
poof. It could just be poof. Well, we've got God, we've got family, we've got friends.
I know, and I wasn't a meeting.
That's all, you know? As long as we have some dry beans in the cupboard. We've got God, dried beans, friends, and family. That's all. Who cares? That's all we need.
Yes, and that's what we've all learned through all this. Anything can be taken away. I mean, like this morning, I was at one of our business meetings, and there was like, there's 44 ships in front of our one, and all that stuff that we were supposed to have next month, it might be next year. You mean... Okay, so we have to make cookies, we have to make crackers, we have to pay our employees. And I was like sitting there, I can feel the anxiety rising. It's nothing that we control. But then I thought, with my learning, what we've learned, I'm like, you can't take that fear on, Pearl.
Yeah.
God will provide.
Yes.
And if he takes it all away,
and there's
what's important in life, we've still got, you know.
So true. And there's nothing new under the sun. And I know there's a lot of evil rising and there's a lot of stuff and there's a lot of darkness. But I was just reading my Bible today in the book of Judges, and it was talking about how they, because of the Midianites that came and took over, oppressed the children of Israel, they hid in caves, people.
Yeah.
They hid in caves. I'm thinking, well, we're not hiding in caves yet. we're doing pretty good.
We're just fine. No cave hiding.
Anyway, we're 51 minutes in, so.
Yeah.
Good on you. All right, mate. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.